So just like Sesame Street, we make little upside down V's. And I make a little jingle out of the Western Red Cedar Cambium. My potlatch given name is Glukna, which means to strive for greatness. And I potlatched that in 91. And my mother's name is Dolores Churchill. And I introduced her in speaking in Haida. And my grandmother is, or Nani, is Selena Pradovich. And I learned to weave baskets by mentoring underneath Dolores Churchill. And my grandmother taught my mother. And therefore it has been in our family for centuries.
Well, I'm Kiana, and I've been working on a form line frog piece on a canvas for a little while now.
Why did you choose a frog for your form line art?
I am a part of the Kiksadi clan, and that's Raven Frog. So
it represents your clan?
Yeah, it represents a part of me and my family.
My reason of taking up basket weaving and working with children is because I really believe you can build esteem through the arts. And which is really important, because in the arts, you can learn more about yourself, or I should say as much as you can if you're taking a math class or an English class. And in art, you build on what you know, the knowledge that is gifted to you. So if I'm teaching someone to do diagonal weaving, and they learn by looking and watching my hands making the motions, they fumble a bit at first. And then sometimes you're taking out their work, and then they're putting it back in, and they build on the movement and the coordination.
Tell us what you're doing there.
This is the diagonal weaving technique. My name is Ellie. With this project, I am weaving a headband out of cedar strips. Holly showed me how last year and showed me how to start them this year, which is really cool.
What is wonderful about basket weaving in youth is that they will learn a simple technique. And it might not be the next year or the following year, but it'll spark a hobby, an interest. You know, it might not be baskets, but with carving or painting. But they'll realize that they have the ability to rest their mind through the activities that they learn. And they build their esteem, and it gives them confidence. And not in just that particular piece that you just learned, but in life.